Presence or intelligence?
Presence.
Piece of cake. Actually, if you only take the, you ignore the highest one, what about the, it's on the wild die?
No, you don't have the skill.
If you don't have the skill and you roll a 1 on the wild die, you ignore the highest.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, that's all. Okay. Oh, then I
didn't screw
that up. Yeah, I screwed. I misinterpreted. I don't know which one it was, but I guess it's safe.
Now you're rolling well, don't change.
It didn't sound right, but I thought
just keep going, Dave.
I thought you might have changed the word.
Is he still working on that?
Yes, I am. Like, and I was trying to eat and do it at the same time. This is very good sandwich. Get their combination. Calzone.
What's their cross season?
They call it calzone. Yeah, I think it's more.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of a mini calzone.
Change your Vikings, Dave.
I'm hoping Giants. But I'm thinking Vikings.
Because Raiders have a better chance against the Giants.
Raiders would crush them in the Super Bowl. Say that to Giants.
Raiders would annihilate the Giants, yeah. I think the Vikings Raiders would be a really good Super Bowl. But Raiders are favored to win it all anyways right now, so I complain.
Yeah.
This will probably be like a 6-point favorites over the Giants and like 2-point favorites over the Vikings.
I don't know.
Search is intelligence.
I'd much rather have Gannon than every other quarterback who's still playing.
Still rolls,
like, just no, think Culpepper is all right. But, I mean,
Culpepper's all right.
Whatever. I mean, he's.
I think
he'll be great.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he'll be great in 5 years or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's his second year, and he's going to be in the Super Bowl, and it's going to be.
I made myself low on two of those, and I.
Yeah. He's playing the Giants, man.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Oh, what about the stuff we're sort of working on?
You actually want to roll this?
Well, let me see.
There's only two guys.
Skills there.
Huh? Only two left. There's only three. There were three originally, but you finally added a fourth.
No, there were four. I've done two of them.
There was originally only three, but Jeb didn't realize that I was going to put weapons on there, and then you added a fourth skill.
Yeah.
The weapon systems are.
Aren't done yet.
Yeah.
So I think it was like the next week.
Finished propulsion engineering too.
All right. So anyway,
get more shortcuts.
Oh yeah, this thing.
Both of those, having them fail, probably not
too bad. Hey,
Travis Orders having them fail.
Look at it this way: if I just finish it, if I finish it in one shot, and I only took like one shortcut, that's supposed to take in a whole bunch of shortcuts.
That's true.
The way I did it is much better.
Well, yeah, it's gonna take
shortcuts. Aren't you keeping track of the shortcuts?
Yeah.
I don't see your point.
Those skills, so
I mean, you're available. Oh, there it is.
Okay.
12 health.
Unused 4. Okay.
12 health.
What do you need to
material
get
engineering?
Get a skill from scratch.
Doesn't help on system engineering.
5, so I can't do anything.
You have any engineering skills?
Command
all the way.
Originally, I did try to add some. So what's left?
He couldn't tinker his way out of the paper bag.
Tink.
Not me neither.
Yeah, I'm any engineer. That big E is.
But he wrote a great plan for this, or Billy Plans.
I'm not writing a plan. We're not even building it. This is the plan. This is what he made. How difficult it is. This is the plan we have to submit to see if we get okayed or not to build it.
Okay.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that a proofing process?
Yes. Get it to the Gonar.
We're building it.
The Gonar. Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe
that's what we were just saying. Could we have a ship that does this?
Yeah, you said, this will be a fine project for the entire show.
The entire series.
All right.
Yeah, I thought we could
build it.
I'll fix it for you, Dave. Just leave it to me.
You can influence the Gonar's decision. That's the only way you're going to think you can get approved.
It's the same. Gonars have, their needs, too.
All right, so engineering, which is straight intelligence, right?
Yeah.
I have a big 3 points. I'll give it a shot.
Is he in the head of engineering?
I have no idea.
His voice is the Gonar.
I don't know either.
Well, who has to approve
the damn plan?
Isn't the second in command a Gonar? No, Gonar's his name. The same race.
Yeah.
The same race as the Gonar.
The first officer has to approve it. He's Tellarite.
He's Tellarite, and he's obviously pragmatic, and you're not going to be influenced by anything. You never know.
Perhaps he has a weakness.
All Tellarites have a weakness. This one, the weakness is that he's willing to work with a commander in a cabin. Fucking cakes.
Well, maybe the captain can't tell them apart.
Maybe that's why.
Oh, wait, you're not my first in command?
It's kind of frightening.
Number one.
21-10.
I thought he was talking about his stature in bed. Turns out he was just...
I don't think they'll get 10 points.
I'm counting on a special teams play, like a return or a block punt or something like that. Otherwise, I'd say 21-3, like the guy on CNN SI did.
If the Raiders have one turnover or less, which they usually do, they'll sell.
Yeah.
They have like four turnovers in there.
Well, the Raiders still have the. If we have less turnovers, we win. If we have more turnovers, we lose all season long.
Mm-hmm. Well, the trip to Iowa, that was a problem. Wasn't it? Dropping the ball all over.
I didn't see that game.
You heard it on the radio. Cursing the entire way. If I was only there to support them.
It's different, man. You're no fan. Don't see your face painted black.
Throw glass down on their sideline.
It would unable to concentrate.
Exactly. Ow! Ow, they say. Ow, quit throwing the bottle.
Okay. I heard the Oakland police are taking this very seriously tomorrow.
Yeah,
I think they upped their police force to 160.
My employee, Dave, has been told by his friends that next year, if the Raiders win the Super Bowl next year, he has to be a face painter.
Well,
and they're all larger than him.
And just lipstick isn't enough, huh?
No.
This is the same Oakland PD that just shot one of their own cops to death.
They made a mistake. I didn't know how to leave him alone.
He looked dangerous. He had a gun.
At least he didn't shoot somebody with a toy gun. If that cop was brandishing a toy gun.
I don't know.
You're right, Tanisha's not white. I mean, not black. That's just wrong.
Yeah. They might have just got the catch in.
And Brenda's Asian.
Yeah,
not totally. I knew an Asian Brenda.
There's Tanisha.
Well,
Brenda.
Asians often use it. We often have weird names. Like
the Christian name.
Like Dave Wu.
Well, Dave, I think, counts as normal. But
yeah,
you know, like
have
Wendy and Brenda and, weird.
Dolly.
Ivy.
Ivy is actually funny. Plants.
Damn plants.
Yeah, chiming in, my Asian friend.
It's Peruvian.
They named them after legumes, right?
Ricey.
Me. I'm really in the Peruvian.
Did you see that Emperor's New Groove movie?
No.
It looked good.
Yeah, it was. I saw it. I thought it was the best Disney movie
since
probably. It's probably my second favorite Disney movie ever, behind The Jungle Book. Yeah, because they didn't have a lot of that singing, kissing Disney bullshit going on. It was more like, it was more like, guys palling around in the jungle. And who doesn't like that better? Get a little Arab kid who's belting out ballads that side. Maybe, I like Little Mermaid pretty well.
I really like Aladdin was good, and I like Lion King.
Lion King.
Lion King had a lot of singing, but it was good music.
All the preachiness made me woozy.
In Lion King?
Oh,
yeah.
It was very preachy.
most recent Disney films have been.
Did you guys watch News Radio?
Yeah.
So the big evil guy who kept fighting Jimmy James, he's the voice of the like square jawed thug who chases around David Spade, who does the voice of the Emperor guy.
Uh-huh.
It was really good. I would highly recommend it. You know, I'd definitely see it. I'd definitely see it in the theater.
I read the review where they're saying, you know, David Spade, you know, all sad since Chris Farley died, went and found another fat guy to play his sidekick in John Goodman.
it was
definitely a winner.
Great. It.
You may have made a thumbs up.
Very high.
Very high.
Seen Crouching Tiger yet?
Yeah.
So that.
I hear they're showing it on the IMAX screen in Equimetrium.
Yeah.
You
go see that.
Really? Wow.
Did they really spread that out that much?
Huh?
Did they really spread that out that much?
Yeah.
It's just big.
No, it's a lot more smooth.
There's more.
Not more bamboo.
Everywhere.
They literally cut off a little bamboo.
You can actually see the stands where they were holding the wires. Pick it up. Adds the realism. Okay, who's in command? Klingon border. Who shoots Klingon?
Me.
Ah! Of course.
Better
than
me.
Dave.
Oh, hi.
A simple mission for Don.
Wait, I'm John.
Just remember I am Professor Dave. Obviously,
got an H in there or not?
You don't spell Jonathan H?
Yeah.
Count it out.
Your mission is to help The mission is to help seed colonists on the world of Secundor 3.
Okay, another pussy mission.
Aren't they all?
Damn it.
Right now, the colonists.
I'm only giving pussy missions.
Huh?
I'm only giving pussy missions.
First contact mission. You guys discovered another race.
Yeah, maybe I'm endeared myself.
Thank God for that.
Otherwise. I'll let you read my review. You know why I'm in pussy mission.
When I met my first race, I destroyed it. How about you? Not another pansy race, I said.
Way too many. You know, we're getting big enough for more pansy races.
Like Andorians who used to be tough and now are pussy like that. Everybody's
pussy. So the colonists are about 100 colonists.
Humans?
Small colonies. Yeah, mostly humans. Well, practically all humans.
So we go back in time.
They're on Secundor Prime, you know, getting ready and stuff. So supposed to go there and move them from first world and system to third world.
Last week, we fought Kazinti.
Like, two go Kazinti, four, how many times?
Mm-hmm. I believe twice.
Call a timeout.
I only have two left.
So,
save them for challenges.
Sign the bridge position first.
What?
Ooh.
And the bridge position. Ooh, ooh.
This is my favorite part of every episode.
I have a note here right here.
Do not operate sensors.
Right. But who else can do
it? You spelled John right there.
I did. I spelled it right. You spell it. Because I respect you.
I'm not trying to mold it.
But you molded by pretending to.
What did you find? You were last time, man. You were like overly disobeying on the bridge.
What?
Turns out you had actually a good reason to, but of course you didn't mention that. No. I take you aside into the ready room. Then you actually had a good plan. Unfortunately, you refused it.
You should call security for that.
Put him in jail. That's it.
No problem.
The brig.
Would you go in the brig?
Ooh, that's fine. Here,
Who's at home? You know how I'm I'm working on the computer so that for Cheesy Squares that I'll do better.
Right.
Can I start working on the system for the brain?
Correctly, you were good at helm.
No, I'll be hard at
that. I know, but I'm going to put time into it.
The system for the brain.
The brain. So you know, in a year or two, you know, I've got the system worked so that you know it'll know that I'm friendly. Will let me out when I want out.
So that's what you want to try to do.
I want to study all the you know, operating plans for the brake type system. So you know, if I can make modifications that allow it, do the research, find out proper protocols for making modifications. You know, if I can't.
So you're not actually doing anything yet because you're doing
all the research. No. I want to do like 6 months of research.
Yeah. I moved the temperature up to 70.
On the bridge?
Mm-hmm. Ah, God damn it!
What do you mean, up?
I always get it. It's on 68, and soon as I sit down on environmental control, I put it up to 70.
I hate it when you put it in there. It's all sweaty under this hair.
Try to conserve power.
Great. Yeah. Someone give me a beer. Cold one.
What's my...
You can just go home.
Woo! Okay.
Go where I say to go.
What's my position?
I bought the cup of tea. No, I can just hang
a
Louis.
You know,
that
work. No, wait a minute. You're dangerous with that fuck.
He's good with weapons.
He's
good.
I know he's good, but unfortunately, he's
regrettable. No. I didn't fire until Eric told me to last time.
I know. I only remember firing once. And
I kept saying, somebody fire. You just kept sitting there going, tell me to fire. Okay.
Yeah, and then when he said fire, you go, what?
No, that was Dave.
No,
I never. When people say fire, I
you don't know, fire first.
I didn't actually expect him to let me fire. No, I sort of just out of the blue. Just shoot the guy.
Especially since we shot first.
That was wonderful.
Wait a minute.
I was a little impressed.
You just have to explain your desires. Take care of it.
You know what I mean.
That's okay. I thought we were going to ram him.
So did I. I don't think that's good for Starships.
No, I don't think so.
I'm landing the feet. Okay, so what's my position?
I think I put you on security.
Alrighty.
Make sure I'm out of the fire.
The Calhoun maneuver when two ships crash into each other. Both obliterated.
Does security mean weapons?
Yeah.
Okay.
Use words like affirmative, negative, things like that.
All right, if I say anything other than affirmative or negative, ignore me. I'm still composing my sentence.
You know, when I did it, weapons...
Can you explain these rules again to me?
You know what you do when you're in weapons, Dave? Just turn your screen into one big red button. That way you don't have to think real hard. When it's just fire, just hit it.
If you're bored, you know. Okay, well, if you're looking for a one-word answer, if it is affirmative or negative, all right, don't do it.
Fair enough. Yeah, I'm not that much.
There's still a position left. Okay, you know,
I'm there.
And there's another position, I assume.
So what am I doing?
Weapons, communication. Usually shields and weapons.
Oh, okay.
Sensors. Engineering.
I'd like to escort the
engineering
people.
For who?
For you.
Oh, not helm.
Wait a minute. I thought we gave you helm. I'm sorry. You're the one I had.
So give her engineering.
Engineering it is, I guess.
You're not good at anything up here, man. He's
got three. You're on the special.
He's engineering. Actually good at everything
do it all.
Except engineering because it's a separate skill.
Uh huh.
Oh,
usually.
Okay.
What is the skill?
How do you move power around and stuff? Yeah. When you need extra power or need to fix things.
What is the skill for everything?
Ship or system. The base skill. So you got a one in ship or systems.
No, you don't though. Where's my freaking old character? Did you subtract two from that for no particular reason?
you had more. You know when you counted up at the top. The total experience and stuff like that, mm-hmm. based on the skills and things. You had way more than everyone, so he just had to cut you down.
Is that true?
No.
Well, the first part was true.
That team might have more.
He did. Mm-hmm. I remember when we compared those numbers, it was like 50 points higher than everyone else.
Do you have the old version of my character anywhere?
It's a racial benefit.
So what did you have before?
Huh? Do you have a 3 in anything else?
You got 2 in defense systems and 2 in tactical.
Right, but I wasn't raising those. Maybe I'm confused. Whatever.
You got a 3 in engineering systems.
I'll run with this character that Kevin randomly
There was a reconfiguration of our characters because the character generation the first time we was messed up.
Okay.
Where your specialty
ended
up being lower than your skill.
I got 3 specialties.
Alright, I have 1 base of 3.
Yeah. We've only had 1 chance.
So you have 1 base of 3 in engineering systems. Mm-hmm. So that's probably it.
So it's swap, you guys. You're on helm and he's on engineering.
No!
You're a good engineer.
But I went to... So I can drive this.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
What is it to raise the base shipboard system skill by 1?
Oh, did you? Well, I know. So there we are.
1.
If you want to, you can put a little screen over here for
I'll send some little charts down to you and show you like how to hang a quick, you know, do some quick breaking maneuvers. Yeah. Hang Louie, you know, say
3 points.
All sorts of things you can do.
Okay, I erase Klingon. I no longer speak
3 point turns.
Now I do shipboard system.
And does it make your specialties go away when you raise the system?
Yeah.
Well, doesn't even go up.
Yeah. So they're effectively dead. Yeah, all my specialties are effectively dead in that.
Which cat is that this spring wine? Sounds like
munchkin. Definitely a munchkin kind of wine.
I'll go see if I can
read it. Maybe she'll lock herself into a cupboard.
So we're at Macworld. We see the iTunes demo. And Julie's all taken by this.
Really?
Wow, I can do that with my laptop? Well, yeah, I'd have to burn them. I'd have to rip the tracks on my computer. But, you know, it should be a piece of cake. So I made the promise I was going to rip all her CDs and then transfer on her laptop. And I've been able to do, like, 6 songs. Because I have to reboot between every...
The door to your bedroom is closed. The trap sitting outside.
And they don't make a jukebox for the Mac.
Yeah.
Real jukebox.
I've got security systems at 1, which I assume is a specialty.
It's a real skill.
It's a real skill. I have it, too.
If it says skills, colon, something else, that's just 1 skill.
Oh, there is no overall security?
Right. Yeah. There is no just security stuff.
Same as culture. For instance, culture, you know, will have a colon. Languages have colons. History has colons. They don't have subgroups.
Although they apparently do. The specialties are indented to line down.
Yeah, they can. Some are down.
Some are just saying it.
Kind of a comfortable cat.
Isn't that a very lovely cat, Buzz?
Yes. The reason that cat was drawn that way.
Yeah, I never quite realized until I met Mike. No more winging outside doors.
But it worked.
Got her some attention.
Exactly.
Didn't get the door open.
I think she's already forgotten about that. All she knows is she whined and it worked.
So,
we're
transporting colonists, that's it?
So yeah. Kimberly was...
Sorry.
Woo! People know better than to ring the doorbell.
You know what it is. He's not tall enough to see in here. I just look up to make sure there's something in there.
You just make sure there's no one with a cat sitting on them?
If I suspect I'm the first person and I only see Shannon here.
You know, you'd think the cat would get used to that.
I just try the door. If it's locked, then nobody's here.
That's just lying.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
I wish it could kill you.
Yeah, I think I remember you borrowing
a million years ago.
Yeah, way long time ago.
Yeah, I found them when I was coming out.
Was it?
No, oh, heavy.
So you only clean it really.
Well, I
suppose
you don't
clean
it.
Is there some sort of vehicular engineering?
Nope. It's still clean, huh?
Nope. Structural.
Material engine. Yeah, that's material engineering vehicular.
You didn't do them.
You got that one anyway.
Yeah. It'll tell me how I can change the character.
Well,
you can put it on plane.
I like the fact that Dave and Dave like created a whole other. They had a first contact, killed everyone, and then reported it, and then moved on.
Oh,
I think it actually probably
killed
well.
First
contact, yeah, kill everybody. It's probably not a good thing.
Okay, I raised shipboard systems to 2 and starship tactics.
Well, and I had a first contact and we killed everyone of you guys.
And that was a good thing?
Yeah.
Reflect you well on your record?
I hope so.
Can I
roll gold, though?
You die first.
Thank you. Okay, so did you hear that, Kevin?
Starship tactics and shipboard systems at 6.
Yeah.
And you marked it on your paper.
I did.
Yeah, probably still missing. No. I don't know why I missed these for them.
It could be I'm wrong, but I don't think I am. The other time I wasn't.
Last time I looked at your character sheet because we were talking about the difference between like defensive systems and tactics. You had those numbers, and that was.
Yeah, you weren't here, and Kevin was just marking credits.
I mean, if I'm not too sure what you're doing,
I remember you having those skills.
Then I just won't do anything, and then you won't lose any experience.
Well, then you lose it all.
No, but your experience is still the same, so you can do it.
Shannon won Wiz War, and I won Naval War.
Yeah, what happened?
What's at the end of the group?
You guys want to be careful. Well, I don't know what happened with Dave and Dave's name, but.
Okay.
Your next mission was to test out the new technology that, your next mission was actually to go save the Teletubbies, but that depends on what
time. Holy crap!
What?
I didn't think it could go any lower.
It wasn't the Teletubbies that I came up with an idea for a game.
Save the Teletubbies.
So that was just while there, and so, well, mainly because Dave didn't introduce any of the stuff I wanted to introduce while he phase you into the next campaign. Basically, the Lumiere has changed sides, and that has given hand technology over to your side. It allows you to meld timelines.
I just wanted to join the fight with the one true timeline.
Well, now both sides want one true timeline. They always wanted one true timeline. You just didn't know how to do it. Well, they wanted to be able to correct things in multiple timelines. Otherwise, they're just diluting the time stream with goodness as opposed to actually improving the time.
Wow, that's actually difficult.
But anyway, that's the point. So we're supposed to be working on the new technology.
Oh,
so the next mission pushed the story forward other than Dolores telling you what was going on was to...
I wanted to kill Dolores.
How do you want to kill Dolores?
Well, the next mission was to... test out the new technology thing. They felt really bad about Donna's character dying because they weren't there to save her. So they were going to send you back into that area.
Oh, that's bad of you.
I wasn't going to tell you this.
Always bad of you.
I was going to send you back in, and you guys were going to meet yourselves.
Shoot ourselves.
Meet yourselves with a crack team of guys.
I wondered what it would be like to fuck me.
So it would be all you guys duplicated, plus a team, and the new guys would be well equipped and be able to equip the old guys. So each one would be able to play yourselves twice. And then
I'd get confused.
and you also have a crack team with you, so that's when I figured you guys would either go after the slavers or just bust down the dam and free everybody. I don't know what you guys are going to do. That was your choice.
I still have to sacrifice myself for the greater good.
Anyway,
if I find myself back in that valley,
well armed man,
right here.
I figured that'd be one right.
Can't make me go back.
I figured you guys would just walk up the stairs and blast as you go.
That'll work too.
If
we even get the original blasters that we had in the very first episode,
you would get rifles, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty quick power.
I love those guns that we had for one week.
Yeah. Crazy.
The ones that I got into a lot of trouble for firing into a ship.
Wait, that was the second time. The first time you got them, you didn't have a powerful one. You landed. Kevin, he helped them. So the first week, you actually had a weak one.
No.
In your own time stream, you exalted them. So anyway, so once that was proven, then the only thing left to do was to we're going to use your technology once again and go back and prevent the elimination of the destruction of your world that caused the headquarters to go down.
Blue rolls
to be quite powerful.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that all that stuff that was lost as a result would be
tremendous. And the way they accomplish this is that they use neutrinos that were at the same frequency as those emitted from the star on which the universe timeline comes.
Tachyon.
Was it
tachyon?
Is that the neutrinos?
Tachyon.
Electron
wave.
Yeah, that's right. Tachyon. Yeah,
it's going to take it another year to run.
It could have. There was like four, at least four.
Well, now I know what was going on. Tachyon. Liminal and Tachyon.
It was just basically...
They're like Satan's, only worse.
When you went back to the mall, once you back to the mall to prevent the destruction of headquarters, the bad guy... that was basically the bad influence on
really our father.
No, it was that major guy. I decided he was the evil henchman. That was basically, and they had a fine plan. I mean, you know, one timeline at all, but they were making it worse and worse each timeline that they melded. They always made it worse, and that was his doing. Anyway, to be able to take out him and the two sides that have no problem working together after that.
So, you know, if we just space the colonists and don't tell anyone?
Any of your characters could actually go back to your original timeline if you wanted to, because it would be melded into one. And you could just go back to your life in Rocky Beach.
So, is that my Bullwinkle Cove?
Definitely cool.
Nope.
Except we would have been like 4 years older.
There's no benefit for making that.
So different sections.
Mean nothing.
Just roll the ball and write the numbers next to it.
They actually did what to you.
Those mean nothing. What you want to use the points for is when you create the shuttle afterwards.
Yeah, I built another part of the shuttle, Will. There's only two left.
He didn't build Jack. He wrote something on a piece of paper that's going to get knocked out.
Do you know what?
Everybody has here, Captain.
Yeah.
Oh.
But wait, we got another.
Luke could be in engineering.
I'm in engineering.
And then Eric could be on helm. And then Dallas could be on communication.
I thought you were on communication.
Sensors, they don't have to be the same. They just usually are.
That's true. Because in medical, only the other things are. What are the other super systems?
Yeah, this is a colonist mission. Being medical is probably about that.
Yeah.
You can also roll the second one.
If you have a good enough skill.
So we roll the second one?
You can also roll the second one that never finished.
Oh, okay.
Although you could have an
18. You just finished it. You could have been worse.
But I mean, if you get an 18 without cheating, like, you'll kill everybody.
Kill everybody. Just one little shortcut, man.
Just two shortcuts.
You make it sound like it's going to short out everywhere we go.
Within six?
Yeah.
I do make it within six when I can...
Well, that's clear.
We're all doomed. We're pointing to it.
A lot of fun.
Hey, Capitan.
I'd like to watch those colonists. They're shifty. Maybe they involve Klingon fire.
I should do that. So you want to be shipboard security then?
I'm already security.
I know.
You told me I was.
Yeah, but no, you're not. You're not security. You're what?
Do you want to be on the bridge or do you want to
call security? Security, but it was actually shipboard.
Well, aren't we? Oh, it's going to be a really short
hop, huh?
It's like 4 minutes of transporting them.
Well,
like a day to get them up, and then a couple hours to go there. And then a few days, like a week or two.
We can have robots set up for that's typical thing on to help aid transportation. So, positions aren't filled. Like none.
Well, like medical communication.
Oh, yeah. Medical. Usually you don't fill that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Optimal time to put you on medical. Put you on engineering.
I want to be on medical.
But Eric's on engineering.
Engineering medical helm.
Oh, you okay? The helm. Yeah. Originally, you were helm, then you were
helm. Back on helm. Okay.
What's the sensors of engineering?
Let's see what this baby can do.
I have environmental support too.
Environmental support. I still need crazy.
Perfect up there now.
I'm sure the colonists would appreciate it if we went really fast.
We
when you say fast, how fast do you intend to take us?
Yeah, you said that. That's we go, sir.
This one goes to 11.
Well, what do I find out, sir?
Yeah, this dial has 11 on it. And I don't know what that means.
Can you sing that green light song? It exists everywhere in the galaxy twice.
Have you ever, you know, seen how fast this thing can go? Maybe the captain doesn't know.
It actually doesn't go any faster than 1.9. You didn't know that?
Well, 9.1.
No, 9.
It just stops.
9.01 then.
Hi, bub.
Well, you can try 9.01.
Okay. That's what I'll do.
I win.
I feel my knowledge is breaking apart.
Oh, my.
Okay, so, how do we transport all these people?
What do you mean?
Do they have a big barge or something we tug around? How the hell? Like, are there like eight peasants in my quarters?
Where do we go?
Yeah, we save them all in the transporter bunker.
You should have. You should those have enough room for 100 people.
It's the cargo hold.
Is it cargo hold?
Well, it's only going to be a 4-hour trip. We don't need temporary housing.
One day.
Well,
4-hour trip.
Well, I mean, they're going to be on the ship for a few days.
Okay.
So.
Wait a minute. Is it the door?
Yes.
Okay. So where do we put the cargo bay?
It's not very big.
They did it in one of the episodes. They picked up a whole bunch of like drunken Irish people and put them in the cargo bay. And they had goats and chickens and
everywhere. And those clones, and then there was those clones that were generated, so they had a mate.
Is to pick up some colonists from one planet, dump them off in another planet. I guess.
Those are the people you guys dealt with when you and Chris were playing by yourself.
Okay.
Well, the clone thing?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Not too drunk and Irish?
Yeah.
Well, that's right, yeah.
You and Chris are playing by yourself.
Who showed up?
Oh, okay.
Luckily it was a...
Okay. So...
A non-violent.
Not a violent adventure.
So this was years later when they were
hanging out together?
Like a year later, yeah.
Meeting in Thessaly. How many security people do I have?
On ship?
No, just say total.
They tried to steal our DNA, but all they had to do was that.
Like 20.
They don't really ask for
it. So, and how long are these people going to be on the ship?
Say 4 days.
Oh, crap. So, that means that there are...
4 days? When are they going to last 4 hours?
Can it be 21? Then it makes the division easier. Otherwise, there are 6.34 on the ship. Okay, so there are 7 on a shift. Okay, so I have 7 security people.
Well, there are 4 shifts on the ship.
There are.
Yeah.
Everything works for 6 hours on this
position.
Hey!
Yeah.
The Enterprise had a modified ship schedule.
And so that everybody works
different ships have 10 hours per ship. But usually, most Navy ships are 4 ships.
I think we should have like 5 ships that overlap each other. Or 6.
Complex grid.
Put it in the suggestion box and the captain will consider it.
Okay.
Read that. It's overflowing. So there are a suggestion in there and it wouldn't fit.
So there are 5 security people per ship.
The round filing cabinet.
Yeah.
It was right through into the round filing cabinet.
I mean, on duty. There's not so much to do on the ship.
So
active duty rosters and change the grade.
Make everything happen to our ship.
No, all the other things happen on other ships too. We just don't care because we're asleep.
Yeah.
The other 18 hours of the day.
So it's usually the same stuff happening
on a break. Huh? If
the same stuff happens on a
ship leader, find security guard.
Okay.
So you're the ship leader for the gamma ship. You got 5 men under you.
If everything happens on our ship, on the other ship, I would not be able to sleep with like a cold sweat in my
but you know, they have competent commanders in those ships. They have no fear when an NPC is running. They always make the right decisions. Like that Tom Barris guy. Who's dead?
Okay, so I'll have three of the people how would you get from level to level? Is it turbo lift?
Yeah. There are also ladders. Yeah. Actively.
Sorry.
Most everyone is lazy, though, uses a turbo.
Transport.
Actually, every level has a slight angle to it, so you just keep on walking the circle. Everything.
That'd be cool. That's a good design.
Don't even notice.
We'll turn on.
Unless you have
doors. Okay, so I'd like
then you can tell.
three people to be with the colonists.
On the ship,
three security to be with the colonists.
Okay.
One person to be watching the colonists through some sort of video kind of thing.
Oh, very high surface tension.
And then, let's see. We'll have one stationed at the turbo lifts.
Okay. Is the colonists going to know each other?
Do they
or is it sort of like a group? Because you could have someone undercover there.
The colonists have...
There are only 100 of them.
Yeah, I mean, they've been together a couple months, setting up some stuff.
Okay.
One type 3 phaser on wide burst, man.
And it's always like the idea of, you know, having someone undercover in the mix.
Here's a new colonist.
This is going to. Get caught. Everyone, don't say anything that a narc.
Okay, so what happens?
You get there?
Now you're going to go there?
Yeah.
Okay.
9.01.
Woo!
Warp 9.01?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
the ship panel that big.
Can you make some rules before we start, like, passing out and stuff?
Oh, passing out?
Riley, not that fast.
We were starting to break up! Them cellarites are a bit fleshy.
Voyager went like 9.98 or something.
I walked over and slapped Donald to complain about
it. It's
the molecules, man.
At least 9.8.
Scout
ship. Yeah,
it's more like, well, you know what? Voyager has a pretty fast speed. But
the scouts can go fast. It's
designed to go fast.
I remember the extract.
Wow.
Scout system. Yeah, cruising speed is warp 6. Cruising speed is 9.2.
9.2?
Cruising speed, what is?
6. Emergency 9.2.
So we can go to 9.2 without even, you know, flexing the ship's muscles.
And then 9.2.
You don't even know that. I told you. It maxed out at 9. You got 9 over there.
Maximum structural, 9.6.
So if I kill two people, go back, upgrade it for me.
I say we'll try 9.5, see how the ship will
make it. Do I need to
push you to the
bridge?
I'm talking!
Yes! You don't make the decision, you do.
What if I ever disobeyed your instructions?
Oh, God.
So how fast are we going? 9.2?
No!
Damn. Hey, we're going 9.01. At least that's what the screen says.
Oh, God.
He was not
the finally, a reason to put you in jail. Okay.
I
guess
we're making things, you know.
Are these agrarians?
What the?
Yeah, these, you know, these aren't like hick agrarians, right?
No, they're...
These are like Israeli farmers moving into someone else's territory?
Well, more like trained terraformers.
Okay.
So. Well, I'm going to do some
civilians.
So.
I'm going to do some research on wherever it is we're dropping them
off
and make sure they're all inoculated for whatever they need to be.
Okay.
I'd like to study up on the top two people. The top two leaders of the agrarian society.
Yeah.
Okay.
You mean the heads of the two warring factions?
No, just the top two people.
Do we have any, Does Starfleet have any, operatives among them? Or are they just letting them be?
They have... Well, there's a Starfleet complement to help them out.
No. I mean real operatives.
No.
Starfleet officers.
Not that you know of.
Okay. Just checking.
Just nod knowingly when they say not that you know of.
Oh, Eric, make a... I'll make an extra roll, yeah. Just base. Oh, unless you have kind of intelligence,
Traffic analysis.
Traffic analysis, go ahead.
7.
That bus has come by your twice.
Aha! This must be a bus route.
So the only thing you hear is on the intelligence grapevine.
Contact.
Yeah. Is there's a big intelligence operation called Operation Dixie aimed at the Clinton Empire that they just started.
Okay.
You're not too sure exactly what it is.
I don't care, it doesn't involve me.
Yes, it doesn't involve you. We'll come up for another 4 episodes.
Good to know.